Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Police in Colorado are reporting a gunman shot dead six people and then himself at a birthday party in Colorado Springs on Sunday. The suspect, a boyfriend of one of the female victims, drove to the residence, walked inside, and began shooting before taking his own life. A motive for the attack is not known. The victims were all adults, but a number of children were present at the time. Republican lawmakers appear poised to remove Congresswoman Liz Cheney from the third highest leadership post within the party. Republicans in the U.S. House of Representatives could vote as early as Wednesday. Horse trainer Bob Baffert, who won a record-setting 7th Kentucky Derby with Medina Spirit this month, on Sunday said the Dark Bay colt had failed a post-race drug test. Baffert said a post-race sample provided by Medina Spirit had tested positive for 21 picograms of the anti-inflammatory drug beta-methasone. Churchill Downs officials say they'll await the conclusion of investigation before taking further steps. USA Radio News.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with. And then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces. It's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Hackers infiltrate a pipeline operator with ransomware, and repercussions will be affecting every American. Jeremy Scott with the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Biden administration officials are working with the operator of Colonial Pipeline, a top U.S. fuel pipeline in Georgia that serves a large part of the East Coast.
The president was briefed yesterday. It's an all-hands-on-deck effort right now, and we are working closely with the company, state and local officials, to make sure that they get back up to normal operations as quickly as possible, and there aren't disruptions in supply.
Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo on CBS's Face the Nation. A ransomware attack has taken the pipeline offline. Colonial operates a network of more than 5,500 miles of pipeline from Texas to New Jersey, transporting about 2.5 million barrels per day of gasoline and other fuels that serve customers, including major U.S. airports.
Colonial Pipeline is a subsidiary of Bengal Pipeline Company, LLC. USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The U.S. House of Representatives Judiciary Committee has formally approved a 400-page report accusing big tech companies like Google, Facebook, and Twitter of antitrust practices and eroding freedom of speech. Colorado Republican Representative Ken Buck on Fox News says the wheels are in motion to counter their activities.
You're going to see five or six bills introduced in May, and they will, each of them will chip away at the power of these five tech companies, and each of them has bipartisan support and bicameral support, and I anticipate by the end of the year these will be signed into law. Now it takes a while once these bills become law, it takes a while to actually enforce them. But the first step has to be to change the law, to amend the law, to strengthen the law, and to make sure that our law enforcers can move forward.
The report was approved by a 24-17 vote that was pretty much split along party lines. The companies have denied any wrongdoing. Here's the latest on the Colonial Pipeline hack with Dan Araki.
The White House has declared a state of emergency in response to the shutdown of a vital fuel pipeline on the East Coast. The declaration for 17 states and the District of Columbia allows fuel to be transported by road and lists restrictions for truck drivers transporting gasoline and other petroleum products into the affected areas. The Colonial Pipeline, which supplies the East Coast with nearly 45% of its fuel needs, has been offline since Friday when the company that operates it was hit by a ransomware attack. Investigators believe the attack may have come from a criminal gang operating in Eastern Europe.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
And independent. This is Bill Martinez.
Minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. For more information on the show, go to Bill Martinez Live and BillMartinezShow.com. Either one will get you to the right place, and you too will be in the flow of the know. Well, my good friend, Dr. Jim Dennison joins us now, straight from the beautiful waters of Alohaville, Hawaii. He made it there and back COVID-free, thank God. The co-founder and visionary of the Dennison Forum is with us. Hey, Jim, welcome home, buddy. Aloha.
Bill, thanks so much. So glad to be back. It was gorgeous. A beautiful yes. experience. 40th wedding anniversary with my wife. Fantastic experience. But so glad to be home and so glad to be on with you today. Thanks.
Well, congratulations for 40 wonderful years. And glad you and the wife unit had a great time, deservedly so. But we've got lots to talk about. While you were away, of course, we had a little bit of a, you know, a little bit of a speech, you know, with the President of the United States, followed up by a contrasting speech by Senator Tim Scott.
We did. In fact, as you saw those two, you really saw the difference in worldviews, didn't you?
Yes.
You saw one worldview, which was very clearly saying more government, the ability to be able to raise more money, spend more money is how we're going to move forward to the future. The other vision that says really we need to be working together to achieve mutual goals toward a mutual purpose, mutual direction. And so as we see these two things, it's pretty clear that they're two very different Americas, a red America, blue America, rural, urban in some ways. And the vision that's the distinction between those two is something that's really important for Christians to understand in these days.
Yes, without a doubt, the issue of self-responsibility is so key. And this is what Tim Scott was reinforcing. You know, you've got the return of the era of big government that we thought that Bill Clinton had put to rest once and for all. But there's just something about that multi-headed monster. It just keeps coming back, doesn't it?
It really does. You know, it's really interesting in difficult times, as we've been in, obviously, with the pandemic and before that with the recession. There's just something appealing, I think, about wanting there to be a government response that gives me something I don't have to earn, something I don't have to pay for, something that can just be given to me to move me further down the way. At the end of the day, as we know, ultimately, that sort of a model, if it doesn't lead us to greater personal responsibility, greater personal commitment, greater personal morality, then at the end of the day, the democratic experiment is itself imperiled.
Yeah. Well, and to your exact point, see, the Democrats are trying to sell us on the idea that they're the ones that got us out of it when, you know, the president himself is trying to make announcements that, oh, starting in, you know, July or September, you're going to be free. And everything else is like, well, hello, you didn't get the memo? The people are already living that way. So, you know, to your point, and this is the issue of self-responsibility, is, look, we need the government to do certain things. And they helped with the vaccine, no doubt, and other things that they helped us with. I think in retrospect, we will look back in terms of, you know, the support and how they maybe misappropriated tax funds to serve as a disincentive for people. Because now when we need people to get back to work, they're going, why should I go to work? I'm getting paid tax-free to stay at home. Right now it's better for me, they think. Like anything, as we know, there's nothing that's absolutely free, but they think it's free. But, you know, eventually we'll all have to pay for it. But it comes with consequences. And, you know, what I've been insisting, Jim, is that, you know, you got to keep your blade sharp. And the way to do that is to be in the marketplace. And if you're staying at home watching reruns of Oprah, your brain gets a little mushy, doesn't it?
It ultimately does. And at the end of the day, we're missing the thing God created us to do, which is to be stewards of this remarkable gift that he's given us, this life, this planet, this world. There's a remarkable statement from an economist, Friedrich Hayek, who made the statement, freedom has never worked without deeply ingrained moral beliefs.
Mm, yes.
Absolutely believe that's right. And if we don't have those deeply ingrained moral beliefs and that sense of self-responsibility that ultimately comes from God, then at the end of the day, freedom itself is imperiled, as is our democracy.
Well, and that's what our founding fathers stated in as much as that, look at, our Constitution was designed for a moral people. You compromise morality and the Constitution implodes on itself. And this is what we're seeing right now. But, you know, just as Tim Scott said last night, as a black American, I will say that America is not a racist country. I don't believe America is ready to go down the hellhole that the Democrats and the people of big government and the Marxists would want us to go down.
Well, that's why it's so different that we're understanding the diversity of our culture today. It's not just red states and blue states. I'm speaking to you from Dallas, Texas, where we've got a broad diversity of spectrum of opinion on that subject, even in Dallas, whether it's in pre-Dallas proper as opposed to some of the suburbs that are around the city of Dallas. You look at the rural versus the urban. You look at the south and the west. You're looking at what's happening with the census numbers and how you're seeing a migration more toward the south and the west as well, and how that's going to change the way that jurisprudence happens and representative government happens. But really, they're two very different visions, aren't there? And always have been, I guess, in a sense, that it's either something government does for us or something we do for ourselves and ask government to help only when we must have the help that we can't get any other way.
And the thing that's so powerful, as you referred to a moment ago, is when we are living out the mandate as given to us by God, it seems to go better for us. I mean, he wouldn't have told us to be fruitful and multiply if we were incapable of doing that. But we find that when we violate that key mandate, we're not very happy people.
Well, that's because we're not doing what we're made to do.
Amen.
So one of my first cars was a 1966 Ford Mustang. Awesome car, 289. However, I didn't know much about mechanics. I thought I was checking the oil when I was checking the power steering fluid. At the end of the day, I kept putting oil in the power steering
It
didn't work well.
Yeah.
As you might imagine, it wasn't getting what it was made to run on. C.S. Lewis said, we're made to run on God, and we can't run on anything else. He's the only power that enables us to be who we're supposed to be, who he made us to be, and that's the thing we're missing in our secular culture today.
Well, that's why we have to refer to, as our old friend, you know, Pastor Charles Monroe taught us, that in living on purpose, is that we have to go to the manual. We have to go to the one who manufactured us. And because all manufacturers, they design you with a specific purpose in mind. And this is what God has done, who knows the beginning from the end. He says, look, I know the plans I have for you. You know, they're not for evil, but for good, to give you a future and a hope. I mean, this is God himself, God Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth, is speaking this to us, and we're not listening.
You know, if I could get Warren Buffett to give me financial advice, I think I'd be interested in that.
Yeah.
If Tiger Woods could maybe give me some, maybe not now, give me some golf advice. He's a little laid up, but, you know, perhaps get Rory McIlroy, maybe get Jordan Spieth to give me a few golf tips. I think I'd be interested in that.
Sure.
Well, here's the God of the universe who wants to lead us into his best vision for us, who wants to give us his best gift for us. And we're thinking we don't need that we can do this ourselves, that we can lead ourselves better than the God of the universe can lead us. That's at the end of the day, it's a height of arrogance, really.
It
allows us to be our own God, and then we miss all that God has for us.
Of course, we go back to that real original sin in the garden.
That's
where
right.
We think that we're greater than God. We buy into that big lie we exchange, just as you and I have talked before in the book of Romans. We're reminded about how we exchange, you know, the truth for a lie. And when we do that, we pay the consequences and we realize the consequences that we're living with right now, whether it's increased numbers of suicides, our families breaking up, unhappy marriages, a government that is in absolute chaos, border chaos. I mean, just go right on down the list.
It's what happens when we get away from the plan that God intends for us. Amen. At the end of the day, it's as Romans 1 says. He will allow us to make our own choice because he honors the freedom he gives us. But then he shows us the consequence of that freedom as a means of turning us back to him before it's too late. My prayer is that we will turn back before it's too late.
Amen. I'm right with you. Jim Dennison is with us, and our conversation continues right after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 30 languages worldwide. Over a year ago, the Tide Ministry branched into Pakistan, and we're blessed to be working with ministry partners who are dedicated to our mission of spreading Jesus' love. Pakistan is a difficult place to share the gospel. The government often fails to protect Christians from religious persecution, so many are afraid to share the gospel, and many more are afraid to embrace it. One ministry partner is combating this fear by covertly encouraging his neighbors to listen to the Tide Ministry gospel broadcasts and to connect and learn more by texting or calling his cell phone. By communicating through a private cell phone, listener calls or texts can't be traced back to the Christian program. This can help listeners feel more comfortable reaching out to the Tide Discipleship team. To learn more about how the Tide Ministry works to share the love of Christ across the world, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
After the top of the hour. Welcome back. Bill Martinez here with Dr. Jim Dennison. And it's always an honor to have this time with Jim. He's the co-founder, visionary of the Dennison Forum, pastor, author, and podcaster, all from a biblical worldview, as if you haven't gathered already. That is our commitment to you. Jim, I wanted to talk about your daily article that you've written, and you give credit to Ryan, who was really helpful in, you know, picking up your heartbeat and rhythm and what needed to be expressed right now. Regarding, you know, the president's address, the influence of the media and big tech and all that, and the contrast, again, this is a time of contrast. We have a contrast between Senator Scott and President Biden, and also a contrast between red and blue states and Scott Morrison, who's the prime minister of Australia and a very public Christian. Speak of this contrast that he's showing us right now.
Yeah, thank you. And thank you for mentioning Ryan as well. Ryan wrote the article for me while I was out of town, and so grateful. He obviously has an amazing mother, and we're so grateful for that. And and so,
well, an amazing father, too. Let's come on, let's not forget here.
Well, you're kind. Okay. You're kind. But it is an honor to share this with him, for sure. So, so I picked up another politician in the news these days that had a story that I thought was really encouraging and one we really ought to be considering as well. Scott Morrison is his name. He's prime minister in Australia, and a very public Christian. Mm-hmm. He spoke recently to the Australian Christian Church's National Conference, where he shared his personal faith and a sense of call to his position. The news platform The Guardian reported that, quote, Morrison is far from alone among Australian prime ministers, either in holding religious beliefs or in talking publicly about them, but he is unusual in modern times in expressing such a direct sense of divine calling to the office of prime minister. And I've got to tell you, Bill, the article wasn't happy about that. Took an extremely skeptical view, a pejorative view of his sense of divine calling. And that's because this holistic sense of calling conflicts directly with the secular narrative that you and I have been discussing today.
Right. And speak of contrast, when there is a divine calling and there's not, boy, we know when God puts his, as a friend of mine used to say, his super on your natural, Lord have mercy, get out of the way, right?
That is well said. I've not heard that. That's exactly right. When his hand is on you and calling you to do something and you don't do it, I've often said the most miserable people on earth are Christians out of the will of God, because we have the Holy Spirit living inside us, convicting us, not just outside of us, but inside of us, calling us into God's best for our lives. The best thing we can do is be aligned with that call, with that will every single day.
And that will is even happening at this very second in the midst of this pandemic, the global impact that it's had. This is the thing that to me is so exciting, Jim, is that, you know, here we are, a country that's moving into this kind of one world mindset, into globalism and that sort of thing. And God allows this pandemic to come upon us, not just in, the United States, but around the world. You know, my question to God every morning is, okay, God, show me what is this? What is this about? Why the entire world?
And what he's wanting to show us is that in terms of the sense of the joint mortality that we all share together, that we are a broken world. We are a broken humanity. That we, all of us, whether you're in India or America, whether you're South America, you're in Europe, we desperately need what only God can give. And that is that eternal life that only Jesus offers us. Yeah. And that sense of eternal hope that we have only in Jesus. A virus we didn't know existed a year and a half ago that has done this across the culture. So what's coming in the future? A year and a half ago, we wouldn't have predicted this, right? So who knows a year and a half from now? The Lord is using this to call the world to himself, to recognize how desperately we need what only he can offer.
You know, Jim, I got to tell you, I'm also looking for the blood of Christ on the lintel of houses all around the world, that they, you know, the sanctified ones, the called out ones that Jehovah is calling out. Again, in contrast, you know, contrast is a good word, and this is what we're seeing right now. The contrast between those who follow God and those that do not.
And and the hope that you have as a result. You know, as a pastor for 40 years, I can tell you that those that die in Christ and those that die outside of Christ are two radically different experiences. My first year in pastoring, I was talking to a mortician in our community in rural area outside of Fort Worth, and he told me something I've never forgotten. He told me he could tell on the body of the deceased whether they had been a person of faith or not. And I asked, well, how do you know that? And he said, well, there's a peace on their face. There's a sense of tranquility, a sense of serenity on the remains, on the face of the corpse, on the face of the deceased body that was so clearly to him different from the faces of the bodies of those that died outside of faith in Christ. Mm-hmm. It makes all the difference in the world when we face life and life eternal, knowing that we're in the hand of the only one that will never let us go.
Yeah, that's part of my daily devotion, Jim, these days, is that I would hear the voice of God, the voice of Jesus calling me home. Can you imagine at that point what that would be like? I mean, that just impacted me when I first read that midday prayer. I thought, whoa, I've got to hold on to this, you know, to hear, I want to hear Jesus' voice to say, come home, son.
Yeah, and that you want to be listening for that every day. And between here and there, whatever that voice leads us to do, he is there and he is not silent, as Francis Schaeffer said. And he has a voice for us. He has a call for us. He has a leadership for us. The scripture speaks of hearing a voice telling you this is the way, walk in it. But we have to be listening enough to hear. We have to be still enough for him to speak to us in our heart and our spirit, because he wants to lead if we're only willing to follow.
Amen. And what an opportunity we have here right now, Jim, because of the pain and the suffering that people have endured these last 15 months. God is purposeful. Nothing happens without a reason and without an objective here. And that's my prayer. God, what is it that you're doing? What can I do, as much as it would count on me, to be in alignment with your objective and your purpose right now? Regardless, forget about the politics, forget about all this other stuff, wearing a mask, not wearing a mask. That's irrelevant. What's more important is the eternal consequence, isn't it?
It is. That's at the end of the day how we look at this world in the proper way. There's really the opportunity. We can look at the world through the prism of eternity, or we can look at eternity through the prism of the world. Well, the right way to do that is to see the present in the context of the eternal. This is the dot before the line. This is that brief dash on that tombstone between the first date and the last date, and on the other side of that is eternity. Years ago, Bill, I heard a story, I guess it goes back maybe to some medieval desert fathers, but really stayed with me, that illustrated eternity in a way I've not forgotten. So you imagine a tiny bird, let's say a hummingbird, that takes a tiny piece of granule of dirt from the earth and deposits it on the moon once every 1,000 years. How long would it take that bird to move our planet to the moon? When that is done, eternity has only begun. And today is the only day we have to be ready for that day.
Exactly. Wow. You know, when you think about it in those terms, it puts the busyness of our daily activity of this temporal world into perspective, doesn't it?
It really does. It makes us understand that this is a means to that. This is a means to an end. We are right. As I mentioned, I just came back recently from Hawaii, spent a long time in an airport. And then finally you get to what they call your final destination, which is kind of an interesting statement, as you get on the airplane, right? No one wants to live in the airport. You're in the airport as a means to an end. You get there to get on the plane to go home. Exactly. Well, right now, you and I are having this conversation in the airport. We're waiting to be called to get on our plane to make the trip to our final destination. In the meanwhile, our job right now is to be ready for that and help our fellow passengers be ready for that moment when they're called on the airplane as well. And when that day comes, we'll be so glad we were faithful and we were ready.
Well, Jim, we've got about 50 seconds left. I'm going to let you conclude this segment, with the thought for the day, you know, right now, going forward.
Yeah, the thought, thank you. The thought for the day that's really resonating in me is the urgency of preparation. Things are getting worse. The culture is moving further away from Jesus. Opposition to the gospel is increasing. More people are seeing us as dangerous in our faith. But this is our opportunity to speak the truth in love. This is an opportunity to be light in the dark. So let's double down on being close to Jesus, on being intimate with Jesus, on being so near to him that he can speak to us and through us for such a day as this.
Amen. Dr. Jim Dennison, you're always a blessing. I appreciate you, brother, so much. He's the co-founder and visionary of the Dennison Forum, pastor, author, podcaster, right here on Bill Martinez Show.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Financial Industry Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amount $500,000 and greater. 1.45 discount points apply. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Police in Colorado are reporting a gunman shot dead 6 people and then himself at a birthday party in Colorado Springs on Sunday. The suspect, a boyfriend of one of the female victims, drove to the residence, walked inside, and began shooting before taking his own life. A motive for the attack is not known. The victims were all adults, but a number of children were present at the time. Republican lawmakers appear poised to remove Congresswoman Liz Cheney from the third highest leadership post within the party. Republicans in the U.S. House of Representatives could vote as early as Wednesday. Horse trainer Bob Baffert, who won a record-setting 7th Kentucky Derby with Medina Spirit this month, on Sunday said the Dark Bay colt had failed a post-race drug test. Baffert said a post-race sample provided by Medina Spirit had tested positive for 21 picograms of the anti-inflammatory drug betamethasone. Churchill Downs officials say they'll await the conclusion of investigation before taking further steps. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You know, last week we heard a lot about birth rates in the United States and fertility rates. Last year dropped to another record low, according to the CDC. You wonder, okay, what's going on? The kids staying too long in the basement? Video games more interesting than having a relationship and raising a family? Maybe so. Well, Mr. Dad, a spokesman for the Men's Health Network and author of The New Father, is with us to talk about it. Armin Brott. Armin, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Okay, so break it down. What's going on? What's going on with these young adults?
Well, we had this idea in the very beginning that because of all the lockdowns, there was going to be this big baby boom because people were going to be spending all sorts of time together, and you know that all leads to who knows what, or we know exactly what.
Yeah.
And it never happened. It just didn't happen, and people are putting it off. People are the lockdowns didn't make anybody feel any more romantic toward their partner than that. Mm-hmm. And I think there's also a lot of political stuff going on. I think all the constant talk of the world is coming to an end in 9 years or 12 years or whatever it is that AOC is telling us these days. And, we live in a racist society, and you certainly don't want to bring a kid into any of that. I think
exactly.
That's starting to really bear the negative fruit.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm hearing, Armin. A lot of it is parents, would-be parents just saying, you know, I want to bring a child in the middle of all this stuff. I'm having a hard time figuring it out on my own. I don't, need them to be in the middle. I mean, what's the future for them as this thing, you know, projects out? Because this bitter divide that we're dealing with, you know, even young kids, you know, what they're dealing with on the playground, the harassment, the bullying and everything, it's all out of control. And they have this lack of security, and you know, that takes place, which is interesting, because usually when you think about you know life cycles, I guess we're just you know, we're not at that point where we're absolutely going extinct. If we were going extinct, then we'd be reproducing like crazy, right?
Well, yeah, we're just letting ourselves go. I mean, we're at what the CDC calls below replacement level, which means there's more people dying than are being born. Mm-hmm. And so we are literally wiping ourselves off of the social map. Yeah. It's a tragedy. That's exactly how civilizations decline and how they disappear.
Well, exactly. And then you would think that, you know, for some people, I mean, some eugenicists out there, Armin, still think that, you know, it's unsustainable. The planet cannot handle the growth. I mean, people like even Bill Gates believe that somehow we just can't come up with enough. And, of course, maybe it's because he's so in the middle constantly of dealing with poverty, with his foundation and that sort of thing. So his worldview might be tainted from that standpoint. But legitimately, and it's been going on for a long time, whether it's Margaret Sanger, you know, Darwin and others, just came of this philosophy that it's unsustainable. We just got too many people for this planet, and we just can't come up with enough food. But you know,
that's absolutely wrong. I mean, I've looked at this stuff because it seems like a nice pat way to explain things. Well, we just got too many people, and we don't have enough stuff. The reality is that we produce enough food in this country to feed the rest of the world. We have for a long time.
Right.
What happens is that there's so much corruption and so much bad stuff going on in other countries that the food that we produce and that we send other places is not getting where it's supposed to go.
Exactly.
The dictators there are commandeering it for themselves. They're not letting the people get it. And that's what's happening. Mm-hmm. So there's absolutely, you know, anybody tells you that we're not producing enough food, and that idea has been going on. There was a guy named Malthus who had this idea that we're not producing, and so therefore we're going to have these massive kill-offs of people. It's ridiculous. It is absolutely ridiculous that we can feed everybody. We just need to make sure that the stuff gets where it needs to go, which means we have to stop dealing with dictators.
Right. If that's even possible. I mean, how do you do that? I mean, we have outside agencies that are trying to go directly to the people. I mean, we've got challenges like Venezuela. I mean, they're eating out of the back of trash trucks, and we're trying to get them, you know, provisions and that sort of thing. And the government's doing everything. I mean, you know, it's in the hearts of men. And this is, you know, will always be the inherent problem, is when the hearts are evil, they do evil things. And right now, evil is raising its head. And what is the counter to that?
I don't know. I mean, I think what we've tried at various points to have airplanes drop food in areas that are not going to be controlled by the military or by the government that we don't like, that we know is stopping the food production or stopping the food distribution. So we've tried to do things like that. Or we'll fund NGOs that go in and they'll do things on an individual house-to-house basis. That's great. But there's a limit to it, because these governments like Venezuela, you mentioned, they are so invested in keeping their people starving and keeping their people in need of the basics, because that means that they're going to look to the government to feed them, to take care of them. They're so invested in that, and they're so committed to keeping their people subjugated that how can we do anything? So we do what we can, and we know that two-thirds or three-quarters or nine-tenths or whatever of the stuff that we send is going to rot on the docks because the governments are not going to let it through. And we just have to get used to that. I think we continue to do what we can. We continue to be the good-hearted folks that the Americans tend to be. And we have to leave it to other people to make the decisions that they make. We cannot control that. I think that's something we try to do. Try to control everybody else's feelings and thoughts. It just doesn't work.
Yeah, you know, to hear you talk about these third world countries and these oppressive, you know, despots and what they have done to their people, well, I'll tell you, it sure smacks of some of the stuff we're starting to see here, even in this home of the free and land of the brave here.
Well, it's totalitarianism, and that I find, actually, as somebody who grew up during a time when the Cold War existed, and somebody who spent a lot of time studying the Soviet system and communist systems, it's totalitarianism, and that frightens me.
Yes.
Because that's I think, in a lot of places where some politicians want to take us, where, oh, the government will take care of everything. Well, you know what? When the government takes care of everything, they end up taking care of themselves,
right,
and everybody else gets the short end of the stick. And I don't want to live in that. And I know a lot of people who are Russian immigrants who came from those societies, or you can find Chinese immigrants and Cuban immigrants who will tell you the same thing. Growing up in communist or totalitarian regimes was not fun and generally involved a lot of deprivation of basic things. I mean, we hear stories about no toilet paper in Nicaragua or no basic food, no rice in China. I mean, can you imagine no rice in China?
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly. That's like no coffee at Starbucks. I mean, it's worse. It's crazy. You know, but I don't mean to be silly about it, but I mean, these things are academic. I mean, they're just so obvious. But this is what happens when, you know, kind of what Tim Scott was saying the other night, you know, common sense meeting common ground. And we ignore that. You know, we ignore the things that are commonsensical that have been the basis of our Constitution. And we let these big government, ideologues come in. And they lead us down this road like they're going to handle everything when there's never been, I don't know, tell me one thing that they've handled where you can sit there and say, wow, they're really proficient.
I can't think of anything. I mean, but you realize that we're in a situation where there's something like 40% of millennials and Gen Z think that socialism sounds better than capitalism.
Right.
And I think we're doing a fundamentally horrible job of educating people about what that means.
Well, and when we pay them
big trouble. Yeah,
when we pay these ideologues to teach our kids, and we leave them alone with them 8-10 hours a day, and for 4 months, they get very well indoctrinated. In fact, they didn't even take that long. You know, I often talk to parents whose kids come home. I mean, they send them off to school in August. They come home for Thanksgiving and they can't even believe. They go, oh my God, what happened to my kid?
Well, there's starting to be, fortunately, some pushback about that. We've all read the stories of the letters that some dads are writing in super high schools in New York and other places where they're pushing this white privilege stuff on everybody. And there's finally getting to be a little bit of realization. It's going to be a long time before we're able to overcome that.
And I like what you're saying. We've got to go to break here, Armin, and I want to pick up on that. I like what you're saying is that dads are coming to the rescue because this is what dads do. And we need dads to come out in force because this is their realm of authority. And they need to step up. And we're going to talk more about that. Armin Broad is with us, a.k.a. Mr. Dad, spokesman for the Men's Health Network and author of the book New Father, Dad's Guide to the Toddler Years. Oh, shouldn't we have had this years ago? Armin, stay with us. We got more.
This report is brought to you by Facebook Messenger. In March 2020, remote and blended learning models started for millions of students, which in turn has required educators to use technology, including video conferencing, to conduct classes, assign homework, and grade projects. And while technology has helped students learn, it's also provided a way to show appreciation for teachers. Using Messenger Rooms, families can pay tribute to a teacher in a closed ecosystem, just with those participating, or they can choose to broadcast in a live room to a Facebook group. Lauren Cascio, Director of Product Design for Messenger Rooms.
Teachers are often underappreciated, so this year we are taking a step back to show gratitude to them. Messenger Rooms allows up to 50 people to join a free video call. So in the lead up to National Teacher Appreciation Day, we've collaborated with Say It Now to encourage parents and students to organize group tributes for a teacher that has made a difference in their lives.
For more, visit messengernews.fb.com.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
Clay's Cleaning Service has a spotless reputation.
You take care of the windows. Hello, this is Clay.
But his business operations could use a light dusting.
Boy, I had you scheduled for next week. I'll just check here. No, absolutely. We will be there tomorrow.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Hey, you gotta hang in there, huh? Maybe it's just right around the corner. You just haven't seen it yet. I love that song from Danny Gokey. It's such an inspiration. And some encouragement, especially in light of all that we've been going through. But, you know, hey, given the, you know, given what we're dealing with, you know, what are the options? You want to stay depressed or there's hope? I mean, you know, throughout your life, there's been those peaks and valleys that we've gone through. Right now, a bit of a valley, but we've been hanging in there. We've also been able to realize along the way, Armin, that, you know, government claims to be able to, you know, handle all our business. You know, it's like Ronald Reagan said, you know, hello, I'm from the government. I'm here to help. Oh, yeah, we've heard that before. And it's like you're here to help, but you make it worse off and try to sell us on some sort of narrative like you're our savior. And it just they've never come through for it. But it's amazing how people, like you say, you got 40% of millennials. They haven't heard this before and they kind of believe it. And the rest of us who have gone through this go, don't. You know, and you know, like I tell my kids all the time, experience defines preference. And this is the opportunity for people all across every sector in the entire spectrum of our humanity to look at this and be able to say, okay, you've got to be discerning and ask some critical questions. Those are one of the things I guess they're not teaching in school anymore is asking critical questions. Ask critical questions. Get the answers. Don't just buy into this idea that scientists, you know, are always 100% right. Scientists, by their own design, are like the rest of us. They're like that little kid that kept asking why, right? You know, and they ask you why until you just want to pull over and open up the door and let them out.
Well, we don't ask why. We don't ask how.
I think it's one of the basic things. It's exactly what you're talking about, this idea that the government is always right. I mean, what has the government been telling us for quite a while, and especially since Joe Biden came in? We were hearing from the very top of the government that we are a fundamentally racist society, that all that we're bad people. Mm-hmm. I mean, you think about that. I think that that's a way over correction from the era of every kid gets a trophy for just showing up.
Right.
This is kind of the opposite of that. We are all fundamentally bad, and we've all done things to help to hurt people of color. And it's not doing anybody any good to tell me that, but it's also a great place for people to say, wait a minute, can you explain that? Mm-hmm. Can you point to some specific examples of how this is happening? Exactly. Because it just doesn't sound right. Mm-hmm. People have been telling us for a long time that the Americans are good. Americans are keeping out. They're trying to help the rest of the world. We're trying to make the world a better place. Mm-hmm. And, of course, there are going to be lots of failures along the way. But to suggest that we're all bad and fundamentally bad, and that our entire country was built on badness and discrimination and the desire to destroy other people, it doesn't ring true.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't ask why, because if you ask why, that's considered proof that you're part of the problem.
Exactly. And you'll be canceled. Yeah. And that's what they do. It's really sad. It's disingenuous. And at the heart of it, it ends up dumbing us all down. I mean, it's not very intellectual, you know, to have those kind of, it's not even a conversation. It's a monologue. You know, my job is to tell you, to educate you, and to tell you the way it is, and your job is to listen, and as Maisie Hirono said, just shut up. You know?
Well, you're exactly right. It dumbs everybody down. I mean, I've always thought that I learn best by spending time with people who are better at things and by asking questions and learning from them. But if you're with people who keep saying the same thing that you're saying over and over again, and that if there's any kind of disagreement, that gets pushed out of the way so that there's nothing but the agreeing points, and those become fewer and fewer in number, and you gradually whittle things down to a very short list of completely absurd ideas that everybody believes, and nothing else is allowed, so you can't talk about it, you can't think about it, which means exactly what you said, you're going to get stupider over time, which is the exact opposite of what we want.
Well, and as Tim Scott said last week or a week before, that using discrimination, you know, to fight discrimination is ridiculous. And this is where it ends up. Because it, like I said, it's intellectually, it's not very genuine to use that, and it's like you want to, if somebody calls you on it, and really, if you hear what you're going, if you don't have the power to cancel them out, you just kind of tuck tail and exit stage left. Because, you know, now here it is, we're using people's color of their skin, you know, so now all white people are evil. So anybody that has white skin, and probably even if you happen to be light complected, I'm Hispanic, okay? My dad was from Spain, my mother was from Mexico, and so of the nine kids, it was like dark, light, dark, light, dark, light. And I got the lucky number, so I'm very light complected. And people look at me, they go, well, you actually look more European, but you have a Hispanic last night. Well, yeah, well, because, you know, and then you explain, if you really want to know, this is the reason. But you put me alongside my brother, and my brother's very dark complected. But, you know, here it is. I mean, I get no favor because I'm light complected. But, you know, with the name Mike Martinez, I go, okay, all right, we'll give you a little bit of slack here. But this is how ridiculous it's gotten.
Yeah, and we're just not making it any better. We just keep adding fuel to the fire, and well, if you're visually anyway, mm-hmm. you're at the complete bottom of the pile because you're somebody who looks like a white man.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the intersectionality pyramid or whatever wheel you want to call it, but we're doing exactly, you mentioned Martin Luther King, exactly the opposite of what he was hoping to see in his life, mm-hmm. which he never did, but what I would hope to see in my life is when people are judged by the content of their character instead of the color of their skin, and that we are going out of our way to judge people on nothing else but the color of their skin. Nothing else.
That's what I want to take us back to. See, this is the big resistance, is that, you know, we've grown up, Armin, in such a way to where, hey, look at, when we were kids growing up, it's like, hey, could you play ball? Could you catch the ball? Could you throw it to first? Can you get the guy out? When it's time to hit, can you hit the ball? We didn't care, black, pink, whatever. Just, you know, go play the position. And I guess it was an innocent time, you know, in the 60s when I grew up, in the latter part of the 50s and 60s, because, you know, we didn't deal with it. And then it wasn't until I was in college, and all of a sudden, you know, good friends that I had, people of color, I didn't think of them as being people of color. You know, we had all, you know, right after the Watts riots took place and, you know, Black Panther movement, everything else. And all of a sudden, we had this antithetical worldview, and they were suddenly oppressed. And I'm thinking, who told you that? You know, and that's the thing that happens. It's like, and that's the big question, is that who told you? Who told you that we were to look at you that way? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's something that we've done to ourselves.
Yeah.
Is we're looking around for somebody to blame, and I think it's a human nature kind of thing. Mm-hmm. That it really depends on how you see people. If you see people as fundamentally good, and something goes wrong, it's got to be the system because it can't be the individuals.
Right.
But if you see people as fundamentally flawed, if something goes wrong, it's clearly the act of a bad act by a good, you know, an otherwise reasonable person. It's just a fundamentally different way of looking at it.
And yeah, but how do you see yourself? Do you see yourself as fundamentally good? You're working hard. You're busting your pick. You're rising to the level. I mean, hey, my experience being Hispanic, was I prejudiced against? Sure, certainly. I mean, believe it or not, I was the first Hispanic in L.A. radio. You never heard a Hispanic last name until after I got out of the Marine Corps in 1972. I mean, think about it. It wasn't that long ago. And was there prejudice against me throughout my career and everything? Sure, but I just didn't pay attention to it. My dad raised us in such a way, just look, keep your eye on the ball. Just keep working hard. The cream always rises to the top. And that really served me well. And that's what I want to say to some of these kids. And of course, it's tough because, as you mentioned, some of these kids have grown up where, you know, in the era of the performance trophy that, oh, they can't get their feelings hurt. And, you know, and where's my trophy? No, go bust your pick. Go work hard. And trust me, what you will get is better than a trophy that, you know, some group may assign to you. You're going to be a happy, productive, successful individual raising happy, productive, successful children and a great family. And that's what we want for you.
Here's the problem with that, is that you end up with people who believe fundamentally that they are victims.
Yes.
And you end up with another group of people that believe fundamentally that they are oppressors. And that means that the victims have in their mind that they have no responsibility for anything that has gone wrong in their life,
mm-hmm.
which means that they have no possibility of fixing anything and improving their lives. Mm-hmm. That's the saddest part about it. I'm concerned that this is happening in the black community. Is that they're saying everything that has gone wrong in our lives is the fault of white people.
Right.
Therefore, white people have to fix it.
Yeah.
Instead of, therefore, exactly what you're saying, Bill, I'm gonna not do this. I am going to work my hardest, and I'm going to break out of this thing, and I'm going to show everybody that, no, you know, black people or Hispanics or Jews, in my case, are not bad people or evil. We work hard, and that's how we're going to get ahead. That's how
we've earned our way, and there's nothing wrong with it. The fact of the matter is, Armin, there's probably more people like you and I who have earned their way. But right now in this cancel culture, we're not given a lot of space. They don't want to hear from us. They want this victim mentality and this oppressive concept to continue to be sold because it gives them power. The fear factor is increased. The victimhood is increased, and somehow they're in power. Unbelievable, isn't it? Armin Broad has been with us, a.k.a. Mr. Dad. Mr. Dad, Armin, I look forward to having you back. I appreciate the conversation.
Hope
you take care.
Got to get to the fatherhood stuff. Thanks.
Yes, exactly. We will. I promise. Thanks, Don. Take care, buddy.
Okay.
Have a good one.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. Or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.